And welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples, Dave Lewis producing things for us today. We have the Beach Museum featured in this next couple segments. So we've got Liz Seaton, a museum curator, and events assistant Jennifer Harlan joining us in the studio. Thanks for both being here today.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us. Yeah.
It's good to have you in. We're previewing the museum's Art in Motion event coming up pretty soon. Is that this weekend that's coming up, or is it?
It is. It's this Saturday, okay. September 26th.
Okay.
28th,
excuse me. September 28th. It's 11 to 4.
11 to 4, so that's this Saturday.
Correct.
Liz, tell us a little bit about what people will see out here. There's quite a few exhibits.
Yeah, we're going to be celebrating two exhibitions that have Western themes. The first is an exhibition of photographs of trail riding clubs, African-American trail riding clubs in Southwest Louisiana. A group of photographs by Jeremiah Arias, who was raised in Great Bend, Kansas, and now teaches at Louisiana State. And so this is a really nice picture of these clubs that there are dozens of and that have names, interesting names, like Five Star Fillies, Steady Steppin' Riders. Jeremiah encountered them when he was riding his motorcycle in 2014, and he parked and started taking photographs, and they waved him in, and since after that point, he developed a relationship, and so it's a really nice, beautiful set of black and white photographs. And the second exhibition is opening this Tuesday, tomorrow, and that is work by John Stewart Curry, who some people in Kansas may know best for having painted murals in the Kansas State House, the big picture of John Brown. So this is a sort of new angle on Curry. We're looking at his Western imagery. We have a large collection of works by Curry in the museum. And so this includes magazine illustrations, paintings, drawings, book illustrations. And I can tell you more about it if you want to go into detail. But yeah. That's what we're featuring, and sort of broadly looking at Western culture, westward settlement, a farm where Curry's parents ranched also in Arizona. He was born north of Topeka, and they had a ranch in Kansas, but they also had a ranch in Arizona near Scottsdale, which was really unpopulated. It was definitely the Western frontier at that point. So that imagery is included.
So you're going to go back in time. You're going to travel to the Old West, basically.
Exactly. Curry's picture is kind of that which was influenced by pulp magazines of the 20s, serialized stories about cowboys and ranchers. And then also he made murals for the New Deal arts programs about westward settlement. And then, you know, again, the sort of west of his time, those Arizona images.
Okay. Wow. That's really interesting. And in addition to the exhibitions, what are some of the programming that's coming along with that, Jennifer?
Well, we planned a whole day of activities centered around this Western theme. We're going to feature things like Western art, music, roping demonstrations. We're going to have a farrier that's working live and demonstrating his craft. We're also going to feature K-State's own cowboy poet, Tim Keene. And, you know, in accompaniment, of course, are these fabulous exhibitions that give a context to this experience. We'll have lots of activities for the family, such as playing horseshoes and craft activities related to the art, related to the Western theme. The Discovery Center is going to join us. They're going to be bringing their bison box for people to explore that aspect of things. And we're going to have a very special guest performer. We're going to feature Barry Tompkins, who's going to be reenacting the real-life account of a Buffalo soldier. And that'll be at 12:30 in the UMB Theater at the Beach Museum.
You mentioned something. I may sound like an idiot here, but what is a farrier?
You know what? I'm going to admit, I'm new to Kansas, so I had to look that word up myself. A farrier is the person that cares for the hooves of horses and makes horseshoes and custom makes those items to care for horses and enables them to perform at peak capacity.
So they'll have a demonstration of how they do that.
He is going to bring his farrier truck, and he's going to demonstrate how he crafts the horseshoe in person. So
that's
that'll
cool.
be part of one of our outdoor activities.
That'll be neat.
Yeah.
You knew that job existed, but you know, the title?
I didn't know what the title was. Yeah. Correct. Yeah. Yes. And so there's a long, long tradition of farriers in this region. And so we want to kind of celebrate that. And since a lot of what we're exhibiting ties into that, for example, the trail riders, we want to teach people about horsemanship and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's so much history in this area in particular, and you guys really bring that to life, I feel, in the Beach Museum. Obviously, this is an important aspect for you guys to bring the Old West kind of back.
Yeah, we're a regional art museum, so this fits right into our mission. And I didn't mention that Jeremiah Arias is our gift print artist, our 2019 gift print artist. We have a program that goes way back to the 1930s in which the Friends of the Museum would ask an artist to create an edition of prints that were sold. These photographs, one photograph from the exhibition has been chosen to be sold to the public and the Friends of the Museum. So that's sort of an honor for Jeremiah. We're recognizing him as an artist with Kansas affiliations.
Awesome. That's really cool. Tell me a little bit more about that exhibit in particular, the Jeremiah, how do you say his last name?
Arias.
Arias, okay.
Yes. Yeah, these clubs are part of a culture, again, in southwest Louisiana that really doesn't exist in Kansas. So there are these dozens of trail riding clubs, as I mentioned, and they gather on weekends. They ride along rural roads or natural trails. Music is a big part. It's a family event, and music is a big part of the trail riding. So they play Zydeco music, traditional and modern, and that's a sort of Creole music with accordions and other instruments. And so then they usually gather afterwards and eat and dance. And Jeremiah's been following these groups for, again, about since 2014. And he's taken, hundreds of pictures, and he's chosen really nice kind of variety of portraits of the riders, portraits of the horses, group images of the groups, and the landscape, the beautiful sort of Louisiana marsh prairie landscape that they ride through.
Do you have any particular favorites that you've seen so far? Give us a little sneak preview, maybe.
Well, there's one of the things that's happening September 28th is two of the riders are coming to visit. There's a really great picture of Latoya Paris, who's going to be speaking in the gallery, and she's a got all her duds on, her cowboy hat and her, her jeans and her boots and kind of spangles. And, yeah, she looks great. That's one of my favorites.
Don't forget the belt buckle. That's very important. Yeah.
So that's what's it like to have the folks come back and kind of just exhibit their pieces here? Because for the public, you know, they get to go see the art during, you know, whenever they can get out there. But getting actually to hear from the artists themselves, that's pretty neat.
Right. I think it's important. Jeremiah is a good speaker about his work. And, we're really excited that we have two of the trail riders. They're coming all the way from Louisiana, taking an early flight to get here. We sure appreciate that.
Because I had a chance to, when you had the presidential portraits out there at the Beach Museum, and I got to go hear from the guy, the White House photographer for Reagan and Obama. And that was just really neat to hear the stories that they had and because it really, that brings the art to life, I feel.
Yeah, we try to balance presentations of historical work and contemporary work by contemporary artists, and this is kind of what we're doing here. And we think there'll be a good conversation between the two exhibitions because Curry's work, you talked about it, sort of about the Old West, sort of a romantic picture, mm-hmm. Kind of influenced by books and films, that mainly presents a kind of sort of portrait of white settlers, European settlers, and, you know, people might forget that African Americans were a big part of westward movement and settlement. Nicodemus, Kansas was one of those settlements, and we're going to have a speaker named Angela Bates come to talk about Nicodemus in November. And, yeah, so, and then the Jeremiah Arias exhibition presents a kind of contemporary writing culture, Western culture. That's sort of another example of that kind of really heavy activity that African Americans are participating in terms of Western writing sort of traditions. Buffalo soldiers who were in the U.S. Cavalry are a historical example, and that's what Barry Tompkins will be informing people about. And he's coming back January 30th to moderate the presentation of a film by Danny Glover called Buffalo Soldiers at the museum. So we're excited about that, too.
Very, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, you're absolutely right about that, because a lot of history books don't mention the Buffalo Soldiers and an important role that they played in our history. I think that's good for anyone to go out and learn about.
Yeah, Little Nas X and his Old Town Road has sort of brought to the forefront this sort of issue of the fact that African Americans are cowboys, too, and cowgirls, of course, and have been since the Civil War era.
Yeah. Well, let's take a quick time out. We'll come back more with the Mary Honor Kistler Beach Museum when we return. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.